Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, little drizzly. It's gonna kind of stay like that for a while. You think the customer service lines at Mossad Electronics are jammed right now, or are people not trying to get their money back for the defective pagers and walkie-talkies? Oh my gosh. Listen, I know you're not supposed to laugh, but are you not laughing? Are you not sitting back and thinking, oh my gosh, the IDF and Mossad are able to do things that other intelligence agencies and military operations can only dream of? You want to talk about pinpoint accuracy? Listen, I know which side I'm on, and I've got a sneaking suspicion I know which side you're on. But as we speak, we have Ghazala Hashmi, a member of the Virginia Senate. Oh, by the way, did she have to come through Chesterfield? I mean, she doesn't live in the district, right? Did we ever decide that? Did they ever decide, oh, she does live in the district, or she doesn't live in the district, or she doesn't even know where the district is because now she's running for lieutenant governor? I don't know. We'll have to take a poke into that. But she's having these ridiculous pseudo-hearings. And she is really enabling, emboldening pro-Hamas folks. That's what's going on at these hearings. Now, I know we have some people who are saying, well, you know, Jeff, they're pro-Palestine. They're not pro-Palestine. They're pro-Hamas. Let's get our act together here. It's pro-Hamas garbage. It's Jew hatred to a degree we have not seen since, well, you know, the last time that there was Jew hatred of this extent. Ghazala Hashmi is just part of the problem. We're not going to have any questions of the people testifying. Why not? Well, you can write them out, and then we'll email them, and then it'll be, what do they say, a more scholarly approach? Give me a freaking break. This is cover-up. Beginning, middle, end. That's what this is. Because Ghazala Hashmi knows full well that other members of that committee are going to ask questions that, well, Ghazala Hashmi doesn't want asked. I wonder which side Ghazala Hashmi is on. I wonder how many of these folks testifying are just biting their tongue because they'd like to tell you what they really believe. They maybe would like to confess that they are, in fact, pro-Hamas. But listen, we'll see. What are you going to do? I'd love to tell you that I've got all the answers. I barely have any of the questions, right? Oh, no, I do have one answer. Do you remember during that pseudo-debate last week? Or was it the week before? I don't know. I've lost track of it. Where former President Trump was up there debating those three Democrats. What's her name and what's his name? And then the other one. Anyway, he said, you know, it's Springfield, Ohio. There's all these reports there. You got people there eating dogs and cats. And David Muir, that's him, right? He ripped off his shirt, and underneath he had this red cape and red thigh-high boots. Probably pretty nice underwear, too. But anyway, so he rips it all off and goes, no, that's not true. And his head spun around and around, and his co-host's eyes spun in different directions. I mean, it's really kind of neat. That's not true. We spoke to the city manager. Well, here's the problem. The city manager, actually, in March of this year, is on video talking about the reports of people eating household pets. Here's the post, and it's on X. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send it out on X just so you don't miss it. And it's a good time. It's a good reminder for you. If you're not following me on X, boy, you got to get signed up there ASAP. Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show. I'm going to send this out now. The video from Springfield, Ohio, and here's what it's captioned. ABC News falsely claimed the Springfield city manager refuted Trump's debate statement. They lied. He, meaning the Springfield city manager, admits that there were complaints in March of Haitians eating pets. There are call reports that corroborate the complaints. Now, listen, I don't live in Springfield, Ohio. And if everything holds according to plan, I'm not going to Springfield, Ohio. So I can't tell you anything about it. I heard Springfield. I immediately thought Homer and Marge and Chief Wiggum and all the gang. But I don't know very much about Springfield, Ohio, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I do. But I do know that this particular video, which is from the Springfield City Commission meeting back in March, has, according to the reports, the city manager saying, yeah, we've got a number of reports, a number of complaints about this issue. You actually had the co-host of that debate, Lindsay, right? Lindsay Davis, I think is the name. Who has now come out, she's kind of come clean and said, oh yeah, our plan all along was only to, quote, fact check Donald Trump. And there's all this swirl about the possibility of some sort of a deal that the ABC News people made with the Kamala Harris campaign to get this debate. It'll be the last time that there is, in fact, a presidential debate on ABC. Because if you're a Republican going forward and you agree to a debate on ABC, well, then you are too freaking bat crap crazy to have any office you're running for. So I hope that they enjoyed it. I really do, because I think that they have effectively killed off the debate process. Will there be debates on other networks? I don't know. I mean, the Democrats obviously will not go on Newsmax or Fox because they are firmly convinced that they are conservative and Republican leaning. And so, no, they wouldn't do that. Then you've got CNN, which at least for a while, you may not want to admit it, but for a while, they were trending back towards being close to middle of the road, actual reporters doing actual reporting. And then that guy, wasn't there a scandal involving him too? God, there's so many of these things floating around. But anyway, he's gone. They brought somebody else in. And now you got that Brian Steltler, Mr. Potato Head is back for, I guess he's got a show. And then Don Lemon, who's doing everything possible to hawk his book. And apparently nobody wants it. Like nobody wants it, let alone paying full price for it. It's just like nobody wants it. He did a video where he went around hiding copies of his book in New York City. I guess there were people who found the copies, looked at it, and then put them back. They didn't want them. But he just did a guest appearance on CNN the other day. So I would say CNN is probably out of the running for a debate of any sort. So, well, maybe you and I have seen the very last presidential debate.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I have to figure that out. Hey, we got a lot of great stuff coming up this afternoon. And before I get to any of that, may I remind you about a couple of things. Number one, politics and pints. Politics and Pints is coming up on October the 16th. It is once again at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. And I will tell you that our plan all along has been to move Politics and Pints into different parts of Central Virginia. So we've been in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater. This will be, what, the third time, Jerm? I think it's the third time. So that's probably going to be it. So if you're down in that deck of the woods, I would urge you to get your tickets now because I don't think we'll be back there for a while. WRBA.com. The only place you get your tickets. Remember, it doesn't matter where we are. We never sell tickets at the door, and we don't give them away as prizes. So you got to go to WRBA.com and get them. It is me, obviously. It's John Reed. Brian Kilmeade had such a great time last time. He's coming back. Dana Lash heard about it. She's coming in. And, Gary Hess. I'm sorry. I almost forgot to mention Gary Hess, who was our very professional, friendly referee slash master of ceremonies. And then who's the other guy, Jerem? I always forget his name. He's the annoying, whiny boss's best friend. Gutman. Yeah, Gutman. Gutman will be there because we got like this radio station DEI policy working. So we've got to have a designated left-wing wackadoodle. And Howard got the call. So he'll be there as well. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? The other thing, I mentioned my friend John Reed. I don't know if you saw the Bacon's Rebellion. It's this newsletter that goes out, and it's about Republican politics primarily in Virginia. Well, they did a great, great piece with John and talking about the possibility of John running for lieutenant governor. I don't know. I got one hand where I got my fingers crossed that he'll announce that he's running for lieutenant governor at Politics and Pints on October the 16th. But I'm just spitting in the wind here. I don't have any information, but I'm going to post that story. I will put that up over on the Facebook page. So another opportunity for you to be part of the adventure here. Make sure you are following, liking. No, I guess it's following now, or liking. Yeah, whatever it is, on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show. I got a big smiling picture of me up there, and you can't miss it. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and Jeff Katz Show over on X. Michael Harrison's going to be with us at 3:35. You know, Michael is the longtime publisher of the official Bible of talk radio. It's called Talkers Magazine. And there's really nobody better when it comes to analyzing what's happening in the industry, how it's changing, how it's staying the same. And there are a few other issues that Michael's been looking at, especially the rise of AI. So he's going to be with us at 3:35. Really looking forward to catching up with him. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com